Hey guys, welcome to day 22 of CryptoLife 365. This is Michael Tazzani and I'm reporting to you from Niagara Falls, Canada. We actually just crossed the border not too long ago, and I gotta say, I feel kind of bad for people who are on the U.S. side who do not have a passport, because the difference between U.S. side and Canada side is just tremendous. On the U.S. side, you can see the falls from the side, and you can see a kind of a park where most of the flowers are dandelions. On the Canadian side, you can see the falls head on. There's a whole lot of entertainment, a whole bunch of tourist attractions, and huge gardens with tulips and botanical gardens and all kinds of different flowers, and even a bird sanctuary and a butterfly sanctuary. But, you know, crossing the border, it's kind of it's a little weird to me, because it's one of those things that seems to be kind of like an antique at this point. The whole idea of, I mean, we had borders mainly as disputed territories for centuries, like millennia even. But the whole idea of immigration, especially illegal immigration, where borders were closed and you're only allowed to leave or come with somebody else's permission, that idea is actually very, very new. That didn't start to happen until just the beginning of the 1900s. It was actually happened around the time when World War I happened and countries decided to start closing off borders to protect themselves from, I guess, invasions or possible spies or something like that. But ever since then, it just seems like every single country, if you want to go into it, the only exception being all the countries around Europe that joined the European Union, where you don't even see the border. But everywhere else, you want to leave the country or you want to get into another country, you need a passport and you need to get somebody's permission. And it's such a pain in the butt to get a passport that only 18% of Americans actually have one. But borders don't really, in our current technological age with internet and telephone, I mean, it used to be that with telephones, you would have to pay quite a lot to call across the town, and then you would have to do international calls, which are totally separate. But internet kind of abolished that, where at this point you can talk to anybody anywhere in the world, and you don't even know which part of the world they're on, because internet doesn't really care about borders. Commerce, almost to a point, doesn't either. The only time that commerce borders come into play is customs. More specifically, when they want to see what you're actually bringing in order to tax you on it. But the two things that borders still do apply to is being able to move physically yourself. And the big one, actually, is currency. So each country has its own currency, and the limit of those currencies is delineated by borders. And it's actually quite an issue with banking, too. Banks are, in a way, I guess, kind of like the old phone systems, where if you wanted to call outside of the country, you need to pay more and go through special systems in order to get out of your country and call somebody else. And banks are actually the same way, too, where if you want to send money from even U.S. to Canada, it has to go from one country's bank to another, get exchanged to a different currency, and go through this big complicated process, which is kind of really old and dated compared to the rest of the internet. And that's actually one of the things that I'm hoping cryptocurrencies will help solve, where cryptocurrencies, they don't care about borders, because they don't rely on any banks, they just go wherever the internet goes. So if you wanted to send somebody money from America to Canada, or even from America to South Africa, it just goes from one person to the other as easily as email does. So I don't know whether Bitcoin will be able to, or cryptocurrencies will be able to solve the whole border issue and bring that into the 21st or worst case scenario 22nd century. But, you know, maybe it will. Maybe it'll get to a point where it doesn't really matter where in the world you live, because all your communications, all your business, all your financial transactions will just go across the entire planet without borders actually being even considered. Because, I mean, if you think about it, borders, there's nothing there to tell you that that's a border. It's just a line that somebody drawing the map. So, you know, hopefully Bitcoin will make borders obsolete, and even though it might sound like a radical idea, really it's going to just take us back like maybe 100 years tops, back to when people were free to move, come and go whenever, wherever they needed to. And the biggest benefit was that if one country ended up doing something bad, a dictator came by, or the economy got hit, or somebody screwed something really badly, people could just pick up and leave and go someplace else where opportunities happen. In fact, I mean, in America, we keep saying it's the land of opportunity. Unfortunately, it's not so much, because there are so many restrictions in coming here. And then, I mean, not every country can exist forever. Countries grow and fall, empires grow and fall throughout entire history. So maybe once America kind of stops being the world's empire and some other country starts booming, maybe some country that actually adopts cryptocurrencies and adopts the new economy and start building up its own economy to start to compete with other countries and become the dominant one, then maybe that country will be, or the new land of opportunity, and maybe by then borders will not actually be a thing either. But anyway, today we just walked around Niagara Falls. We checked out the New York, the U.S. side a little bit more in depth, because we've only seen it driving by, and confirmed there's not much to do on there, but mostly we hung out on the Canadian side. But tomorrow we have a whole day to explore, and there's plenty to do here. There's a butterfly sanctuary, a bird sanctuary, a giant Ferris wheel, a boat that actually takes you almost up to the falls themselves, a little cave that goes behind the falls, and as I mentioned, the giant botanical garden with lots and lots of really, really beautiful flowers all over the place. So lots to do and lots to occupy ourselves with before we head on up to Toronto. So anyway, that's it for today. So talk to you tomorrow. Bye.